Brad Clark has been working overtime since state lawmakers took their final vote in the House on legislation creating civil unions. Clark is president of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group One Colorado.
I certainly think we have a lot of work to do ahead of us.
From his third floor Denver office, he's been busy coordinating with other advocacy groups, government agencies, and civic leaders, all preparing for the expected rush of same-sex couples lining up for a civil union when the bill takes effect on May 1st.
Gay and lesbian couples across the state have waited, 10, 20, some of them 40 years for this moment.
Even though it's been in the works for 3 years, Clark says this is uncharted territory for many in Colorado's LGBT community. And now that Governor Hickenlooper has signed the legislation, his focus has now turned to education.
The process to go to a clerk and recorder's office, what documents you need to bring, but also some of the hard questions that couples are going to have to ask themselves as well if they're going to enter a civil union. This is a real thing, and people are going to be legally tied to one another if they do choose to enter a civil union.
The passage of civil unions will also eliminate the need for same-sex couples to carry around binders filled with complicated legal documents to protect their rights.
In reference to their family status, their tax status, everyone's situation is different.
Kelly Nichols is vice president of the GLBT Community Center, or The Center, in Denver. She says with civil unions making a lot of that legal documentation obsolete, her organization is offering classes in Denver and Fort Collins next month on how to make the transition.
We're anticipating anywhere from 30 to 50 per workshop, and if the community demand is such that we need to schedule more, we can put those on the calendar at any time.
And it's not just the LGBT community scrambling to get ready. Well, he's not opening up his office at midnight like Denver's clerk and recorder. Weld County clerk and recorder Steve Moreno is expecting May 1st to be a very busy day for issuing civil union licenses.
We've made sure that staff will be available. We are not allowing any vacation days for the first week of the implementation of this new piece of legislation, and it probably will be approached just as we do on Valentine's Day. February 14th seems to be a very exciting day for issuing a marriage license, and February 14th day.
In neighboring Larimer County, clerk and recorder spokesperson Angela Myers says similar preparations are also underway.
We've got internal procedures being written and those types of things, but it's not all that different from what we've been doing with marriage licenses. So what we're really The biggest piece is the influx all at one time.
Back at One Colorado, Brad Clark is working on plans for what he says will be a huge celebration in downtown Denver on the evening of April 30th, commemorating the new law before the clerk and recorder's office opens at midnight. And while he's been personally fighting for the legalization of civil unions,
the story at the end of the day isn't necessarily the votes and the political process, but it's, at least for me, it's seeing sometimes the tears and the excitement of these couples who have worked so hard for this.
But Clark says winning the legal civil unions battle is just one step in the ongoing movement towards one day achieving full equality for gay and lesbian couples. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.